Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and all the stuff there that we've created for you over the last 8+ years into our 9th year, it's all available for you for free to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we do that with our Brain Trust members. They deposit outstanding bits of information with us every day. Over the years, they've done that. We've collected that information and archived it for you in the form of articles, in the form of archives, in the form of lots of other things, and including my newsletter, which comes every Sunday, and our blog, which is available. It's a different blog every day, every weekday, I should say. And if you don't want to come get it, which you can, we'll send it to you if you want us to. And all that's from smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob Meehan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's CPA and Vice President for Intuit. He's part of their consumer tax group, and he's with us now to talk to us about e-filing and online tax preparation. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Hello. It's good to have you here. Bob, I was reading your bio, and it says here that you spent 11 years with the Big Six accounting firms, one of the Big Six accounting firms, Price Waterhouse.
That's correct.
That told me how long ago that was.
That's not good news.
No. I'm just, my point is if you've been around the accounting industry over the years, you know that you know, at one point it was the Big Eight.
That's correct.
And then it was the Big Six. And now what is it, the Big Two or something like that?
You know, I have to count each day and figure out how many there are out there.
The landscape has changed, hasn't it?
It has. It's changed in many respects, not only in the accounting field, but the tax field as well.
Absolutely. And that's what you're here to talk about. Now, just to make sure we understand, one of the things you want to talk about today is online tax preparation, but there's also e-filing. Now, tell the audience what the difference is.
Sure. Online filing simply refers to preparing and filing your return online, on the internet, okay?
Right.
E-filing refers to filing your return electronically to the IRS, as opposed to printing your return, signing it, putting a stamp on there, and then mailing it. So electronic filing is the wave of the future, and that's the one that's done electronically, so you don't have to make copies, run down to the post office and get that letter certified and all that other stuff.
So e-filing is actually what you do with the IRS, but online preparation and filing is what you do through a vendor, so maybe somebody like Intuit?
That's correct.
Okay.
In fact, e-filing is done through us. We capture the return from you and transmit it directly to the IRS. So we're sort of like the middlemen.
Right. Now, doesn't the government have a quota or some kind of a target for e-filing?
That's correct. They have a target that by the year 2007, 80% of all returns will be filed electronically.
Personal returns?
Personal returns and business returns.
80% including business?
Including business. Now,
by 2007?
They have 1 year left.
Wow.
And
they better hurry.
They're not going to make it. They're not going to make it, but they're trying hard. And at least on the personal income tax side, they're making significant progress. In fact, last year was the first year that more than 50% of all individual returns were filed electronically.
Yeah, I think they're in pretty good shape on the personal side.
That's correct.
I think they got a long way to go on the business side.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the reason I wanted to separate that, get people to, so they knew, understood the language that we're going to be using. That you can go to a vendor like Intuit. There are others out there who offer online tax preparation. And I guess then we'll allow people, In your case, and in some of your competitors' cases, Bob, do when the people do the online preparation, they always print it out and sign it and mail it in?
No, I would say certainly the majority of people that prepare their return online are also going to electronically file because it's just so easy to do. You already have the internet connection, and when you're done preparing your return, it's really as simple as clicking a button that says e-file my return. And it then goes off to the vendor who then collects the return and then transmits it on to the IRS. And I can tell you, over 90% of all returns prepared using the TurboTax Online solution get electronically filed. So it's a very, very high percentage.
So you guys help them link up. Well, why would I do business with a vendor like you guys if I can do it on the government site?
Well, actually, the government really doesn't offer a solution. They basically enable you to click through to a vendor who does provide tax preparation services.
So e-filing, if you go to the IRS.gov and you decide to file electronically, you actually don't work directly with the IRS?
That is correct. The IRS has no capability of electronically filing your return. They rely upon, a private enterprise to do that all for them.
Right. But now, what does it cost?
In many cases, it's free. So if you go to the IRS.gov site, there are restrictions and certain income levels that enable you to get it for free, absolutely free, preparation and filing. For most others, you're probably going to pay anywhere from $20 to $30 to prepare and file your return.
Through the IRS, through their connections.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you go through their connection or through, one of the vendors' sites directly.
So are you saying that there's no advantage in going through, it's basically the same thing going through IRS.gov or, say, going through Intuit.com?
That's correct. The only difference would be is if you qualify for one of the free offers. For example, many vendors have offers for low-income filers, and if you meet the qualifications, then you certainly do want to go through the IRS.gov site because then you will be entitled to the free.
Do you know what that number is?
Well, it's www.irs.gov.
No, I mean what the threshold is for the free filing.
Well, it varies by vendor. For example, with TurboTax, it's $28,000. So if you make less than $28,000, you can prepare and file your return absolutely free.
If your taxable income is less than $28,000?
That's correct.
How about that? Stand by. Yeah. Bob, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I've got more questions for Bob Meehan after these messages. He's vice president with Intuit's Consumer Tax Group. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Bob Meehan. He's Vice President for Intuit's Consumer Tax Group. And we're talking about the differences between e-filing and working directly with a vendor, with a company who can help you do that, like Intuit and others. There's a whole industry of providers of those kinds of services, aren't there, Bob?
That's right. There's probably almost two dozen providers.
Yeah. And we're talking about the difference between e-filing, meaning going directly with the IRS, and doing online tax preparation, and then e-filing through one of the vendors. Now, one of the things that you told me that I did not know for sure was that below $28,000 taxable income allows you to file free through one of the vendors that the IRS uses.
That's right. Absolutely free.
Now, when you go to the IRS.gov site and you e-file, do they give you the next one in line, or do you get to choose which vendor to go to?
You get to choose. Each of the vendors out there is, kind of advertising their services, and you're free to choose anyone that you want. Hopefully you'll choose ours.
I haven't been there. So there's like a list of vendors that are lined up there, so to speak?
That's right. They're all lined up waiting to take your business. Each advertising, you know, their features and benefits, trying to get you to click on their link.
Huh. I'll be darned. And how many are there at the IRS site?
There's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Some you won't recognize at all, but there's big boys out there too, like TurboTax, Block, number of them.
But when you get to that site, if I'm at the IRS site, which one, you said each company has a different level threshold for the free site, for the free service.
That's right.
Do I know that going in?
Yes, each vendor will tell you what the, the income thresholds are. Some have, like, age. Some have it by, for example, like for military servicemen.
Right.
That will be free. And, in fact, that's one of our offers as well, is that if you're a serviceman, mm-hmm. it's a free service for you as well.
What would be a reason why I would choose to go directly to Intuit, for example? Let's say I'm getting ready to do my taxes and I've got two choices. I could go to the IRS.gov and go that route and maybe have a choice there, or I could just go directly to Intuit.com and do the same thing. What's the advantage one over the other?
There really is no advantage. It's just simply if you go to the IRS site, you have the opportunity to file for free if you meet one of the qualifications.
Right.
If you go directly to the Intuit site or the TurboTax.com site, you won't see the free offers there because the free offers are offered only through the IRS.gov site. That's the only difference.
So, folks, if you think, but the $28,000 is your tax level for the free service.
That's correct.
Is that right?
It would be, if you're married, it would be both of your incomes. So you'd
right.
take both of your incomes, and if you meet qualifications, it's free.
Right. So, folks, if you're in that category, go to IRS.gov and choose Intuit. And is that how it's listed, Intuit or TurboTax?
It's listed as TurboTax.
Okay, TurboTax, and get it for free. If you don't, then go to their site or go check around to some of the other folks and see which one you like. What are people saying about electronic online preparation and filing? How's their experience? Do they like it?
Well, numbers tell the whole story here. Last year, the online service grew from, I think there was about a total of 6 million people who filed online. Now, keep in mind that about 33 million Americans in total use software either on the desktop or online to prepare their return. It is the fastest growing way of preparing your returns today.
How many did you say? 6 million?
Well, 33 million in total.
But how many filed last year?
131 million returns were filed approximately.
Right. How many were electronic?
66 million were 66 electronically
million.
Filed.
And
so
then
it's over the 50% mark.
Yeah, but as you say, some people already have the software on their desktop
mm-hmm.
to prepare it and then file it electronically, right?
That's right. And you also have the people who go to like your tax franchises who will
right.
then electronically file your return.
If I already have my tax return, but I want to go ahead and e-file, can I do that? Will the IRS allow me just to put the information in?
You can. It seems a little bit, backward, though, that you would have to. I assume you're talking about manually preparing your return and then electronically filing it.
Yeah. If I had that, let's say I have almost no, almost nothing to do, very little deductions, that kind of thing.
Well, I always just encourage people to, go online and use our software and put the information in electronically and then e-file your return. It's going to save
right.
you a whole bunch of time.
Now,
that's the advantage.
Right. The other thing is programs like yours help people not make mistakes, right?
That's true. In fact, this is an IRS statistic. If you prepare your return using software and electronically file the return, it's 20 times more accurate than a manually prepared return.
Will you get your refund quicker?
You will. Well, that's one of the key benefits of electronic filing.
Yeah.
You can have your refund in days instead of 4 to 6 weeks. And that's
what about
big
this?
When the average refund is $2,100.
What about the state return? You guys help with that too?
We do. We do all
so
states.
But that's not at IRS.gov, is it?
No, that's
yeah.
not. But
you
once you go to
somewhere else.
Yeah, you can access it from that site, though.
I got you. Hey, Bob, yeah. Thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I'll do it any day.
Give us the website. Give us the website quickly.
www.turbotax.com.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Quick break. Right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.